All right, folks. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope you had a good weekend. Mine was good until late last night, actually early this morning. Started snowing. We got hit again. We got about a foot worth out there. It's really nasty. Oh, boy. We had just gotten rid of all the snow that we had, too. This is really bumming me out. Everything was melted. It was down to bare ground. We had like a heat wave last week up in the 60s. And here we are again with this. It's like, man, back to shoveling and all that fun stuff. Pretty to look at, but that's about it. And to top it off, I got to go right after the show today and get some dental surgery done. I'm not looking forward to that. I'll probably be talking like this on the show tomorrow because I'm going to be shot up with... I'll be buzzing on pain medications, and oh boy, they got to file down my jaw to make room for the crown they're going to put on. That's always fun. I had that done before, and I was sipping my lunch from a straw for the next week. Maybe I'll lose some weight, I guess. Anyway, interesting topic today, guys. We're going to talk about the emerging global religion that is forming right before our eyes as part of the New World Order. So we're going to talk about that today. No guests today. In fact, I really haven't scheduled guests at all for the duration of the month. I haven't mentioned this on the air. I talked to John Stantmiller about it, but I'm planning on leaving RBN, guys, the end of the month. Leaving broadcasting altogether, in fact. I need to get a real job that pays good money. bills are just mounting, as you might guess. It's just out of control. It's absolutely unbelievable. The high cost of oil, the high cost of groceries. I went grocery shopping last night, and it's so disgusting. It's unbelievable. Everything is like $4 or $5. Cereal, even the juices are up. You know, $2-something, almost $3. I just can't believe it. It's unbelievable. And this is all, of course, directly related to the cost of oil, the cost of gas. You know, as gas goes up, it drives up the price of everything else that depends on gas for shipment. And things are really coming to a head here, guys, very fast. It's scary. The world we're living in is just a mess. So I'm planning on doing rants pretty much the rest of the month. I don't know. I might have one guest here or there, but I put a lot of shows together, and I'm picking some of the most important ones that I want to get out there, before I'll be sprouting some wings here. So, I might come back to broadcasting at some future point, but right now I just got to, catch up on some bills and take care of a few things. Anyway... But that's going to be the topic today, guys, the emerging world religion. And, this is something you can't ignore. This is playing a major role in what's happening. They realize they can't have a world government without a world religion. And there's some scary stuff happening in that realm. Before we go to that, though, I'll be picking that up after the first break. I just want to mention, guys, RBN now has a new, an excellent herbal formula. It's the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth, it's being called. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects that this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. So we're going to go to a short break. I'll finish up talking about that when we get back, and then we'll go into our topic for today. Stick with us, guys.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. This is your host, Charles Giuliani. Like I was saying before the break, if you want to try out this herbal slash mineral formula, guys, it's astonishing. Again, it can help with anything from arthritis to obesity, energy problems, or lack of energy, memory, lack of memory, and even reproductive troubles. Just go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Again, www.blacklistedherb.com, and you can check it out there, or you can call the toll-free number, 877-327-0365. Again, that's 877-327-0365. This is something to look into, guys. You know, as you might recall from previous shows I've done talking about the medical establishment, or should I say the pharmaceutical company, and how the medical establishment pushes these products as the all that ends all. Well, it'll end all right. Get on these pharmaceutical problems, medications, and you'll have more problems than you had before. Very often they don't even help the thing that you take them for. If they do, though, they'll create 10,000 other problems. Herbs don't do that, guys. Herbs are natural. The body can assimilate them, and they won't cause 50,000 other problems in the process. You know, your body can pass them through easily. It's not a poison. Chemicals are poison. Medications are poisons. And if nothing else, they will ruin your kidneys over the years. You know, most people who get on medications take them for years and years and years on end, and over time, the body cannot continue to detoxify these chemicals. It'll poison you, and in time it'll destroy your kidneys, your liver, and God knows what else. So again, you want to check this product out, go to blacklistedherb.com or dial toll-free 877-327-0365. All right, guys, with no further ado, let me get into the topic at hand for today. Again, we're talking about the emerging global system of religion en route to the New World Order. The globalists recognize, guys, that they can't get this thing on without creating a world system of religion. You know, ultimately, as Marx and others have written, the goal is to get rid of religion altogether, at least all, you know, decent religion that uphold standards of, you know, high standards of morality. They don't want to get rid of their religion, which, of course, is Satanism. You know, that's what Freemasonry follows. They want you to follow that religion. But all other religions that embrace, you know, high standards of morality, they want to trash them, ultimately. But they know they can't do that outright, not initially anyway. You know, that's their long-term goal. But initially, to help facilitate the creation of the New World Order, they are creating a global system of religion that incorporates all different religions together as one. Now, the idea on the surface sounds great, doesn't it? Let's forget our differences. Let's all unite and come together as one. One big happy little family, unite in brotherly love. It sounds great, but don't fall for it. It's nothing but rhetoric. It's nothing but mind-twisting propaganda to get you to rally behind their cause of total world domination. But let's look at what H.G. Wells said. H.G. Wells, of course, was a hardcore globalist from the start. Many people just know him from his books, you know, The Time Machine or War of the Worlds. But he wrote extensively on politics, in fact, more on politics than any other subject. And in his 1939 book called, guess what, The New World Order, isn't that a shocker? Here's what he had to say about this. He said, the reorganization of the world has at first to be mainly the work of a movement or a party or a religion or cult. They, meaning members of this world religion or cult, will do all that they can to spread and perfect this conception of a new world order. Please notice here what he's saying, that there's going to be this world cult that's going to be formulated, and that they're going to do all they can to help formulate this new world order. I'm going to demonstrate today, guys, that this is exactly what is going on and has been going on for a long time now. All the major world religions at the highest levels of leadership, because they've been infiltrated by these scoundrels, they're all pushing for the same thing, this global cohesion, this new world order. But there's one religion that, you know, towers above the rest that's helping to facilitate this. In fact, this particular religion is going to head up this emerging global system of religion. Can you guess what that might be? This religion would have to be global in scale, global in outreach. It would have to be one that plays smooth politics, that's able to win the favor and trust of people of all different faiths, one that talks about unity and brotherhood and on and on and on it goes. Folks, I'll tell you, no other religion fits the bill. And as we see today with the quotes I'm going to be citing, they admit to it that they are the religion that is pushing for this new world order more than any other, and that they intend to emerge as the head of it, directing it. Is the Vatican or the Roman Catholic Church as it is in existence today. You know, I want to state clearly and emphatically before I continue that this study is not an indictment against Roman Catholic people. Most certainly the whopping majority of Roman Catholics are very sincere, decent people, respectable people. But that doesn't change the fact that the system of Roman Catholic religion today, headed up at the Vatican, is one of the biggest proponents. Some may even say, and I would agree with them, that they are the biggest proponent pushing today for a new world order. But they do so rather covertly behind the scenes. You got to dig a little deep sometimes to find this out, but it's there, and we'll be looking at that evidence today. But understand that just like when I talk against Zionism, I'm not speaking against Jews. When I talk against Masonry, I'm not talking against the average Mason in any town USA. I'm talking about the hierarchical structure of Masonry. That's where the evil emanates. And it's the same when I talk about the Vatican. It's not, you know, your average Catholic down the street, your next door, or your grandmother? Of course not. That's not at all what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with a corrupt, power-hungry system. All systems today. And if you've gotten nothing out of listening to my shows, I hope that this is one thing you'll walk away with understanding. All organizations today are corrupted, folks. All of them. There's no exception. I don't care if it's religious in nature, political in nature, academic in nature, if it's the media. It doesn't matter. All of them. Because simply they concentrate money and power at the hands of a few at the top, that alone will ultimately bring corruption. But the simple fact is, the corruption we're dealing with here today is coordinated and orchestrated on a global scale. All institutions today have found themselves forced into a position where they have to join the club, if you will, become a part of this global unit, and to advance the cause of globalism or globalization, or at least to keep their mouths shut about it and not speak against it, or they simply will not be allowed to continue. That's all there is to it. One of the first things Bush did when he assumed office back in, stole office back in January 2001, was to send federal troops out to raid the Baptist Temple in Indianapolis, Indiana. They refused to get a 501c3 tax-exempt corporation status because they said, we don't need to. There's no law that requires us. The Constitution is our guarantee of tax exemption. But nope, that was not going to fly with Bushy Boy, because you see, the 501c3 gives the government control over churches. So they've created the illusion that you have to have a 501c3, but you don't. But the truth is, even though you don't have to and there's no law that requires you to put fear in you and to set an example, they'll send the federal troops in just to intimidate you and others to get you to conform. It's the same thing with paying your phony IRS taxes each week. No, there's no law that requires you to do it. It's completely illegal. It's total extortion. But when you stand up to assert your rights, 99% of the time, the federales are going to come in with their little jackboots and haul you away, or, you know, execute you right there on the spot, whichever, you know, they feel like doing that particular day. And so, you know, thereby intimidating you to conform, or at least the onlookers, and they'll just haul you away to prison to set an example. This is what's going on, folks. They know that, you know, they're going to get resistance. So they want to crush it out right from the start by setting examples like this. They purposely chose the Baptist Temple in Indiana because it was the biggest Protestant church in the country. It had like, I don't know, 25,000 members or whatever. So they chose that one particularly because it was so big, and then they pumped it all over the media. They wanted you to see this. So any other churches out there who don't have a 501c3 or any attempting to, you know, to formulate, who are considering not having a 501c3, will see that and get the message. Wow, we better get... And what does it do? Well, for one thing, it requires you by law not to speak against the government. Ministers who work for 501c3 tax-exempt corporations with steeples are not allowed to warn their congregation about the corruption going on in the government, or they'll be fired because their employing so-called church simply won't allow it. They'll lose their tax-exempt status. They'll be shut down. This is how they've gotten control of them, folks, and this is all part of what we're seeing emerging, this global system of religion. Getting them all together so that they follow the government, getting them all together so that ultimately they follow the head, or what will be the head of this emerging global religion, the Vatican. All leaders, guys, of major world religions today have a fond and profound respect for the Pope. Most of them have already expressed a desire to see all world religions unite with the Pope as their head. This has also been a desire expressed by various UN leaders over the years. For example, at the 1990 Global Survival Conference, Robert Mueller, Assistant Secretary General of the UN at the time, made a very interesting speech in which he made a statement that I'll be quoting from when we get back from the break, guys. Stick with us.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, guys, Catholic Radio, it's your host, Charles Giuliani. We're picking up here with this quote from Robert Mueller. And by the way, you know, I haven't been able to ascertain this or not. Is this the Robert Mueller? If anybody knows, call me in. I've always wondered this, and I've never been able to find out the answer. There was a Robert Mueller who served as the UN vice secretary general. Or Assistant Secretary General was his title back in the early 90s. Is this the same Robert Mueller that now serves, of course, as the head of the FBI? I've never been able to find that out. If anybody knows, call in. I'd like to hear from you. Okay, here's what this Robert Mueller said anyway. Keep in mind, this is the former Assistant Secretary General, like the Vice President, if you will, of the UN. Here's what he said. We need a world of cosmic spirituality. I hope that religious leaders will get together and define the cosmic laws which are common to all their faiths. They should tell the politicians what the cosmic laws are, what God or the gods or the cosmos are expecting from humans. We must also hope that the Pope will come before the year 2000 to the United Nations. This did, in fact, happen, by the way, in October of 1995, and will speak for the religions of the world and give the world the religious view of how the third millennium should be a spiritual one. So here we have Mueller calling for a world religion to be formed, and specifically, en route to that goal, he called for the Pope to come and speak at the UN, to help facilitate this, to unite the world's religions together. This same person also once said, We must move as quickly as possible to a one-world government, a one-world religion, under a one-world leader. Finally, in his book, The New Genesis, Mueller wrote that all religions should, quote, accelerate their ecumenism and create common religious institutions which would bring the resources and inspirators, whatever that means, those who inspire, of the religions to bear upon the solution of world problems and to display the UN flag in all their houses of worship. Can you believe this? In order to sucker the public to accepting the UN and bring about world government, world religion, fly the UN flag in your houses of worship, he said. Well, guys, I hate to tell you, this has been going on. This has been going on. The UN, along with its proponents, since the turn of the 21st century, have been aggressively pursuing this goal, guys, of uniting the major religions together under one banner. As proof of this, for example, the Newsmax website reported on July 14th, 2003, and I quote, at the next meeting of the General Assembly of the United Nations in September, President Gloria Arroyo of the Philippines is to present a formal proposal to the establishment of an interreligious council at the world body. It would be an institutional part of the United Nations with status like that of the UN's Economic and Social Council or the Trusteeship Council. In other words, a subsidiary of the UN, a religious body. Guys, is it not obvious they want a global religion just like a global government? Of course, a global economy, global this, global that. The quote goes on, at her meeting with President Bush at the White House in May, Arroyo suggested that the United States might want to co-sponsor the proposal. Bush, a practicing Christian, excuse me, Bush, a practicing Christian with a keen sense of the power of religion, expressed deep interest. Oh, I bet he did. Oh, I bet he did express deep interest because he's been using religion as a powerful manipulative tool from day one, guys. You might be interested to know that Hitler did the same thing, by the way. He often evoked the Almighty, the Creator, in his speeches to get the public rallied behind him. Well, you've got Emperor Gludius Maximus doing the same thing. Anyway, the quote goes on. Speaker of the Philippines House of Representatives, Jose D. Venecia, then wrote to National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, at that time National Security Advisor anyway, saying, quote, and while the really grievous need is for a global Christian-Muslim dialogue. The effort must also encompass Buddhists, Hindus, Confucians, yeah, it's confusion, all right, Confucians and Jews, heads of churches, temples, synagogues, and mosques, political leaders, as well as representatives of global civil society. Ugh, doesn't that sound cozy? Bring them all together, all these corporate whores from politics, from the religious world. Bring them all together and have a big fest. Anyway, the quote ends with this here, this last paragraph. The proposal for an interreligious council to become a formal part of the UN structure is ambitious and new, and DaVinci has put his formidable energies behind the task of winning political support through his connections with Christian Democrat parties around the world, and particularly in Europe. This may be an idea whose time has come. Well, guys, they've been talking about this for decades. I just read you from H.G. Wells going back to 1939, right? Well, here it is now. It's taken them decades to get us to this point, but here they are pushing it. Again, a long-term agenda now coming to fruition under this White House feeling piece of trash we've got in office. Stick with us, guys. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up at 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
There are many types of storable foods. But how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Picking up here where we left off. You know, I'm not implying, guys, what's happening here is that the whole world is going to force to become Catholic. Of course not. They know that that's not going to work, and that's not what their aim is. What the Vatican is attempting to do in its partnership in power here in this global system that's emerging is to become the uncontested spiritual masters of the emerging global religion, where her decisions will be final and everyone else must follow. And they'll be led to believe that it's in the best interest of all the gods, you know, the Buddhists and Mohammedans and Hindus and on and on and on, are being compelled to follow the Pope's voice because all of the gods of all the religions have embraced the Pope as their leader and, you know, on and on and on. This is where it's going, and I'll be demonstrating that from their own words here in a bit. But, you know, understand, in an effort to, you know, incorporate all religions, unite all religion under its umbrella, beginning in the 1940s, guys, this is when this really kicked into high gear. If you trace it back to its origins, this is really when it started. Well, actually, it goes back even before then, but it started whipping into high gear back in the 1940s. And one of the biggest challenges for the papacy, which became the focus of its attention, was the problem of how to break down Protestant prejudices against itself while at the same time alleviating any suspicions that Protestants might develop as its power increased en route toward global domination. Protestantism, understand, had traditionally been against the Catholic Church's authority, you know, that the Pope was infallible and that all Christians were obliged to abide by Vatican authority. They were traditionally opposed to that. So the Catholic Church had this dilemma. How can we convince Protestantism that we've changed, that we're not after power, while yet pursuing power, and get them to break down that prejudice so that they'll trust them and follow them and look to them as the leader of this emerging world religion? Well, they've done a good job at it. They came up with what is called ecumenism. Today, most Protestant churches, since the 1960s is when that really started, most Protestant churches today have joint worship services with Catholics, and they don't recognize the Vatican as a threat. They don't see that it's after total power. But the truth is, that is what Rome is after. That's all that Rome is after. Please, please understand that during the Dark Ages, the Catholic Church was the uncontested spiritual master of all of Europe and indeed most of the known world. And it enjoyed that power. No king dared pass any law. No king dared do anything, as a matter of fact, without the approving nod of Rome. If Rome did not like it, tremendous pressure was put on that king. In fact, the king was threatened that he and his entire nation would be excommunicated. And, of course, to them, that meant being excluded from heaven if the king didn't go along. So very often, whether the king wanted to or not, he had to go along with what the Vatican said. This is why very often, you know, the Crusades, kings would, compel their whole nation to join in a holy war against, you know, whatever the target was the Vatican wanted to fight against, be it a Muslim group or a group of Christians that did not accept Catholic authority, you know, Protestant reformer groups, whatever. And so this is what would happen. They would get people to take up the sword, and you were promised that if you helped fight in these battles, you know, any debts you owed would be canceled. They would let people out of the prisons. You would be exempt from, you know, your sentences. You would receive your freedom if you helped fight in these crusades. And so they'd go out and slaughter, in some cases, tens, hundreds of thousands. In one night, the famous St. Bartholomew's Massacre, for example, 80,000 people were killed in one night. The next day, the then reigning Pope had the bells in Rome ring out in celebration. He had a coin minted in honor of this massacre, St. Bartholomew's Massacre. Folks, you can look this up. It's all over the place. It's in all the history books. The Catholic Church doesn't even deny this. They admit that they did this stuff, okay? But do understand that they want this power back. Because of the, you know, the Age of Enlightenment, if you will, the Reformation and the scientific, you know, Renaissance, the revolution of science and religion that was taking place in Europe, the Catholic Church lost that stranglehold that it had. But it intended to get it back. And it realized the only way it could do that was to create an intelligence agency, if you will. In fact, the world's first intelligence agency, the Jesuit Order. And it was their express stated purpose to infiltrate governments and other religions, to pretend to be something that they weren't, just so they could infiltrate and destroy them from within, bring them back in, you know, under Rome's banner. And today, folks, they've almost fully achieved that goal. Most of your Protestant churches today, most of your Protestant leaders are hailing the Pope, hailing the Catholic Church, telling them, forget our differences, let's all unite back together again. The ecumenical movement is the way to go. This is all part of the New World Order. This is all part of bringing churches together under one banner, and that is, of course, Rome's banner. Is Rome really interested, guys, in breaking down the barriers that divide, as it claims? Or is it simply seeking to bring Protestant rebels under its thumb? Well, let's let the Catholic Church, the Vatican itself, answer that for us. Here's an interesting quote. This is from official Roman Catholic publications, guys. If you want the documentation of all this, just write to me at truthhurtsradio@aol.com. Send me an email, and I'll send you this outline, and you can see for yourself where I'm getting this. I'm not making this stuff up, guys. They, Protestants, this is from a Roman Catholic encyclopedia, they, meaning Protestants, conveniently forget that they separated from us, the Catholic Church, not we from them, and that it is for them to return to the unity on Catholic terms, not for us to seek union with them. In other words, you come crying to us. We're not going to come crying to you. You broke away from us. You got to do the reuniting back with us. Listen to the arrogance here. Or it is not up to us to go to them or to accept it on their terms. Protestantism is a rebellion against the authority of Christ vested in his church. It neither possesses authority or has any desire to submit to authority. Protestantism has really proved to be the ally of paganism. All forms of Protestantism are unjustified. They should not exist. Did you know the current Pope made the same statement? That all other churches, Protestant churches, non-Catholic churches, are illegitimate. The Catholic Church is the only legitimate church. That's interesting that they would say here that Protestantism is paganism, because if you've ever been to the Vatican, you will see there the great phallic symbol, just like you see in Washington, D.C. That phallic symbol right there in St. Peter's Square sits right at the center of a giant solar disk. You don't get more pagan than that. All of its beliefs, practices, policies, principles, everything, folks. And like I said, I don't call it truth hurts for nothing. It's all paganism. Pure, 100% unadulterated paganism. That's all it is. That's all it's ever been. It rose up in the early centuries A.D., guys, by joining with paganism. They wanted to convert the pagans to Christianity, so-called. And, you know, at first their desires may have been sincere. But as time went on, they realized in order to convert these pagans, to get the big numbers in and thus all the money to come flowing in, they had to water down their version of Christianity. So they began accepting pagan ideas, pagan practices, pagan principles. To this day, you can go to St. Peter's. And there is a statue there called St. Peter, whose foot has been kissed so many times over the centuries, you can't even count the toes on the foot anymore. Well, guess what? That same statue was once in the Temple of Jupiter under the ancient Roman Empire, and its foot was also kissed as the god Jupiter. And when the Roman Catholic Church arose in the early centuries A.D., it brought a lot of these pagan idols from the pagan temples into the cathedrals and just simply changed the names. Jupiter became Peter. Isis or Ishtar or whatever other name she assumed, you know, Dionysius or whatever, Diana, became Mary. They brought a lot of the pagan female goddess statues into the cathedrals and now called her Mary, which is where, of course, the idea of the rosary came from. Sorry, folks, to tell you, but the rosary is pure paganism. Maybe now you can understand why Freemasonry and Roman Catholicism at the highest levels get along oh so well. They do. Most high-ranking Vatican officials are 33rd-degree Masons, folks. And, of course, it's the same with the Protestant churches. I'm not just picking on the Catholic Church here. They're all the same. They're all in bed with each other. But the Roman Catholic Church, the Vatican, the papacy, has no problem embracing Freemasons and adopting Freemasons into their fold at the highest levels, that is. They want to create the illusion that they're against Freemasonry for the dumbed-down masses, of course. They have to so that they won't know that they're actually a pagan system. But at the top levels, they have no problem embracing Freemasonry because they're into the same pagan religion Freemasonry is and always has been. It's paganism, folks. And, you know, if you want... let me know in email if I get enough responses. I'll do a show on that, and I'll show how the Catholic Church is pure paganism. I'll go back into its history. I'll show where it all came from, how it got incorporated into what was supposed to be a Christian church. And I'll quote some quotes from official Catholic sources. It'll make your hair stand on end. Just for an example, the Catholic Church boasts that its popes are on an equal par with God, that the popes have the same authority on earth that God himself has, that the pope is literally the vice god, if you will. That's what vicarius filii Dei, one of the titles given to the pope, means, vicar of Christ or vicar of the Son of God, that he is literally the vice Christ on earth, Christ in the flesh, and that his word is to be as readily obeyed as Christ's word. That's a totalitarian system. I don't care how you want to twist it. The simple fact remains that system has ever and still is after nothing but pure power and total and complete domination. The last quote I just read to you ought to make that clear. But guess what? I got many more like it I'm going to be reading today, so stick with me. Let me continue on here. Here's another quote that carries the same message from the May 31st, 1995 edition of the San Francisco Chronicle. It says, Pope John Paul II said yesterday that he is willing to seek agreement with other Christian denominations on the future role of the papacy. The Pope made his offer in a 115-page encyclical, That They All May Be One, it was called, which is dedicated to the search for unity among Christian churches that split from each other during the past 1,000 years. The Pope made clear that he would not accept a symbolic papacy without teeth, and that Rome would have to hold the primacy place among Christians. The primary place among Christians. It would have to hold the primacy, have to hold the highest level of authority. That it wants unity, but only if it is recognized as the chief religion and source of control, source of power. It's not seeking unity to be on a level with the other churches, to look at each other as co-equals. Oh, no, 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 no. The quote goes on. He also said that a pope should have the authority to make infallible decisions regarding the basic tenets of faith. The pope should have authority to make infallible decisions regarding tenets of the faith. Tell me he's not after power and wants to control the whole thing. Anyway, as you can see, guys, the Catholic Church defines unity with other churches as the practice of them submitting to its pretentious authority. But what about those non-conformist Christians that don't want unity with Catholicism, that don't want to submit to its authority? How does the Catholic Church view such rebellious churches as this? To answer this question, all we need do is look at Catholic-Protestant relations in the Third World, in Third World countries, where Protestant endorsement of ecumenism has not been successful like it has been here in the United States. Let's look, for example, at an interesting article that was published in the May 1994 issue of Charisma magazine. It's a Christian publication. Here we find this interesting set of comments. Check this out, guys. You want to see what Rome is really like and what she intends to become like on a global scale? Look how she acts in third world countries. Here's what the article stated. Stunned by the staggering growth of evangelical or Protestant sects in Brazil, leaders of the Roman Catholic Church there have threatened to launch a holy war against Protestants unless they stop leading people from the Catholic fold. At the 31st National Conference of the Bishops of Brazil, Bishop Senecio Bon called evangelicals a serious threat to the Vatican's influence in his country. And they quote from him here, "We will declare a holy war," he says. "Don't doubt it." He announced, quote, "The Catholic Church has a ponderous structure, but when we move, we'll smash anyone beneath us." According to Bon, an all-out holy war can't be avoided unless the 13 largest Protestant churches and denominations sign a treaty that would require Protestants to stop all evangelism efforts in Brazil. In exchange, he said, Catholics would agree to stop all persecution directed toward Protestants. Bon called his proposal an ultimatum and said it would leave no room for discussion. Tell me that that's not the voice of tyrannicalism, of totalitarianism seeking power, demanding that Protestants cease immediately from trying to convert Catholics. Hey, look, I don't care. Protestant, Catholic, it doesn't matter to me. The point here simply is they want power, they want control, and they were sending threats out to Protestant churches. Stop it, or we're going to launch a holy war. If you stop, then we'll stop persecution. Tell me that that's not after power, folks. They're a very big part of the New World Order, and I'm going to talk about it, even though some other big blowhards in the truth movement on the air don't like to talk about it. How does that grab you? We got John from California. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Charlie, how you doing this morning?
Yeah, how's it going, man?
I'm all right. Hey, Charlie, just a comment or a question or two. I listen to your show quite a bit, and every now and then I learn something, too. Sorry to hear that you're not going to be with RBN after a while, but...
I'm not too proud of myself, actually. I really enjoy this, but I might yet come back. I'm not sure.
I hear the music in the background. Will you hold me over?
Yeah, you want to hold on?
Please.
All right, sure. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Your host, Charles Giuliani. And as always, it's taken me forever to get through this, so I might continue this into tomorrow. I don't want to rush through this or skip any of it because this stuff is absolutely vitally important that we understand what is going on here. So I might just have to pick this up, make two shows out of it. Anyway, we got John back on the line here with us California.
Yeah, Charlie, it wouldn't hurt me. My feelings at all, and I'm sure many of your listeners, if you were to take as much time as you need to do this, but just as an introduction, I am a Roman Catholic, and I am not what you would consider three years ago, a religious Catholic. I had fallen away from the church for various reasons, and I came back about 3 years ago. But I still got some big questions, big problems, but the one thing I just, relative to you and your show and the guests that you have on your show, over the Christmas holidays, you had a guy on, and I can't remember his name, but you'll know who I'm talking about. I went to his website. I don't have that in front of me right now to check his sources. But he claimed on your show that John Paul II, the previous pope, had issued a papal bull saying that it was okay for Catholics
to become a Mason. Yeah, truthfully, I've never heard that either myself.
Here's the problem, Charlie. And I was listening to you on the show, and I was wondering, well, when are you going to challenge this guy and ask him to at least say, what's the name of the papal bull, and when the heck was this issued? The year? You know, they all have names. Now, I went back.
I think that was Bill Sneblin was the
guy.
Sneblin,
that's the guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I went back to his website to see if he had anything on his, you know, he's got all kinds of stuff on his website, Charlie, but he doesn't cite his source.
I can't vouch for that myself. I've never come across
Charlie,
that. That was new to me.
Right. I went to the Vatican website, on which I spend some amount of time looking for things. And papal bulls are not issued that often. He claimed it came out in the early 80s. The only reference that I could find to any papal bull written by John Paul II was in 1999, right around the millennium, you know. And it had to do with that. It had nothing to do with the masonry or the and in fact there were other statements.
Well, you know, truth be told, I there's a lot of things he said I don't agree with. You know, I don't believe in werewolves.
There were other statements made by John Paul II indicating, and it's still in the Catechism issued in 1995, that being a Mason is expressly forbidden by the Catholic Church. But it bothers me that even you said earlier in your show today that half of the higher level, you know, the College of Cardinals or the higher level of the church.
Well, that is true. That's the case with all churches. They're all infiltrated by Masons. There's no question.
Charlie, give me something. How can I prove this when I'm talking to my fellow Roman Catholics?
Well, you can start getting some books like St. Peter's Banker, for example. Wherein it talks about how the P2 Lodge has been enjoying a very cozy relationship with the Vatican for years. They have their accounts in the Vatican Bank. That's one of the reasons why John Paul I was killed. He wanted to clean up the Vatican Bank.
Charlie, you're preaching to the choir. I have read about the strange death of John Paul II, and I asked that question to my fellow Catholics quite a bit just to get them interested in some kind of discussion about which they seem to know nothing. But what I'm trying to get at, if you could just be a little more careful and cite a few more sources. You know, you mentioned this. Well, I hear the music.
Yeah, we got to go to break. You want to hold on this?
Please, do you mind?
One more time? Okay, sure. Yeah. And then we got a couple other callers waiting, too. I want to get to them, so we'll do that when we get back. Stick with us, folks.
With recent